paper.
Paper bag.
Mm-hmm. And what about the cloth kind that you might get sugar or flour in? What do you call that?
That's usually called a sack.
And you know the coarse kind that you get grain in and so forth, what kind of a sack you call that? Or whatever it is.
Burlap.
What would you call that thing? It's real coarse material, you know, that you put grain in.
They used to call them coffee sacks.
Not
burlap. Burlap sack, whatever you
want to call it. And flour usually is bought by the what? In big quantities. By the
women.
Yeah, that's what I was.
Don't do it now.
Did you ever hear it called a gum?
No.
A barrel? Well, did you ever take corn to the grist mill?
Yes.
Did you have any, I haven't found anybody around here who did. Did you have any special term for, a special word for, the amount of corn that you take to grist mill at one time?
Well, at different times, you take a bushel or two bushels, sometimes three bushel bags.
You ever hear anybody say they took a turn of corn to the mill?
That's right.
Just a turn?
I've heard that expression.
And that could be most any amount, as much as they took at one time. And, when a man's hauling wood, say, on a wagon, and he hasn't got a whole load. Do you have any special word for just a part of a load of wood or whatever it was?
A half a load or something like that.
Did you ever hear it called a jag?
No, I don't think I ever did.
That's in some parts of the country where you call it that. And the thing you might take your clothes out to the line to, when you're going to hang up your clothes, you take them out in a what?
Mm-hmm.
And then this little container that's not as big as a barrel, it's maybe about this high, what would you call that?
That's a keg, I think.
And then this musical instrument that you slide back and forth in your mouth.
Yeah.
French harp.
You play one of those?
Used to when I was young. Yeah,
my father used to play one too. And then this kind that you play like this.
That's a juice harp.
Oh. Now back to the barrel again. These things that hold the barrel together, what do you call those?
Hoops.
Up north they'd say hoops for that, probably. Different way of pronouncing it. And then the thing you put in a bottle and or a jug in your neck to keep coming out.
Stopper.
Should we call it anything else?
No,
it
could
be a keg. That'd be, yeah, that'd be perfect. And the thing you drive nails with, you call a what?
Hammer.
On a wagon, the thing that the long thing sticks out in front.
That's called a wagon tongue.
And then if you had a buggy, you got two of them, and you call them what?
Shags.
And then on a one-horse rig, where you hitch the traces, you call that a what? That thing you...
Single tree.
And then if you got a two-horse rig, what would you call it?
Double tree.
Did you ever have a three-horse outfit?
Not to my knowledge.
Yeah, would you have, what do you know, you remember what you'd call that thing behind them? If you had three horses.
They called them fiddle trees. An old uncle of mine used to